Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk. Tonight is me and my two brothers. We're gonna be doing a fantasy football show tonight, giving y'all some advice, some insight into how to set up your lineups for the weekend. This is gonna be real fun. It's gonna be me and my two brothers. We all play fantasy football. We all been playing against each other for years now. My brother Carl, y'all, he's been up here a couple of times, helped me do the preview show. And, so we're going to have some fun tonight. I got my brother Jermaine up here. What's up, Jermaine? What's going on, bro?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
How you feeling tonight, dog?
Man, feeling good, brother. Feeling good. It's always good to be with my brothers, man.
You ready to have some fun, dog?
Yeah, man. I'm ready.
What up, Carl? What up, big bro?
What's up? What's going on?
Oh, man, it's good, man. You know we all here, dog. You know? So, like I was just telling everybody, us three been playing together for a long time. You know, we're gonna do this weekly. We'll probably at least do it weekly depending on how our schedules go. If one of us can't be up here, the other two will go, you know. But we're going to make this work for y'all. We're going to give y'all some advice. And for those that listen to the show, if you want to hit us up on Twitter, my Twitter handle is actually in the comments. Me and my brother, if you ask us for any advice, we'll hit you back on Twitter like we did last week. I had a girl last week ask me should she start Kenny Golladay or – I can't remember the other guy. I was like, yeah, you got to go with Golladay because they're going to be, you know, Detroit throws the ball. And Golladay ended up having a solid game for us. So. But look, man, let's get into it, man. Last night game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jermaine, since you're new to the show, what was your thoughts on last night's game for us fantasy-wise?
Fantasy-wise, I felt like yesterday it was me a war of attrition because I pretty much thought I was going to be on punishment based off that matchup that I saw. But it was an ugly game, but it was as far as the quarterback play, it was very sporadic. But we did have some highlights with Melvin Gordon. Unfortunately for me, I'm going up against him with my brother Carl. He really did his thing last night. He had a solid game. And you also had two unexpected stars with Tim Patrick and Crowder doing some work too. So that came out of nowhere. But I thought it was a solid game, especially with those sleepers of Patrick and Crowder. But yeah, Gordon, man, he really stole the show.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. So you had Melvin Gordon last night, huh?
Yeah. You know, I had him on the start list going against that porous Jets defense. You know, it's all about matchup. No matter
exactly.
His name, all I care about is the matchup. And I figured Melvin Gordon is gonna get off. He gonna get things going last night. So it worked for me. It did work. I mean, he got 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. I take that. And actually,
the funny part was, I actually had Jamison Crowder on my start list, but we couldn't do it before the Thursday night game. I actually had Crowder on my start list, and I put down Donald's go-to guy. Broncos don't defend start well, so man, I had Crowder as a start on my list, but you know we didn't get to do it prior to Thursday night game. But let me ask you two this, man. I'm gonna ask you this, Carl, and then Jermaine, I'm gonna come to you with a second question. Carl, what did you think about the Ripon kid?
Bruh, look, I was shocked. I literally was shocked. I thought, look, you know, we got the little pick 'em at work, and I picked Broncos to win. And I didn't even realize, I thought Driscoll was starting.
Yeah.
Oh, your Florida boy, right? Your boy from Florida,
yeah. Then he transferred and went to Louisiana Tech and did his thing down there. And that little, they had like a run and shoot type offense. But I picked them to win because it was the Jets, bro, and I knew the Jets is a shit show. So I wasn't. I just knew that that was a win, and that's why I figured that Melvin Gordon would do his thing. But yeah, Ripon. I wouldn't start him, you know, but once a year. And last night might have been it. I mean, on standard league, he got 18 points, and that's pretty good for a quarterback that came out of nowhere, even if he's more Ripon nephew.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that I actually had him on my DraftKings last night, and he was actually doing pretty good until he started throwing them interceptions. Marge, man, I'm going to come to you for this, man. I'm going to come to you for this.
All right.
Give me a grade for Sam Darnold's performance last night. What would be your grade if you was grading him last night?
Definitely a D. I would figure based off of, you know, the injuries, you know, that Denver has, that he would have had a bigger day. And him to come up with no touchdowns, only 230 yards, and it plus being the leading rusher, and Gore didn't do absolutely anything. I just think the scheme that he's doing is really not putting his talents to work. But
exactly.
I guarantee you, he let down a lot of fantasy owners who took a shot on him with no touchdowns against a putrid defense.
Yeah, I was kind of excited for him when I saw him get that rush off. That rush touchdown. I'm like, all right, Sam's gonna have a good game. And then he went out for a couple plays. When Flacco came in, I actually got scared because I started Jameson Crowder in a couple of leagues, and I knew that something about Flacco and the slot guy just don't go together. So I think Adam Gase just isn't the coach for Sam Darnold. I know they don't have a lot of talent. But when you don't have a lot of talent, that's when you have to become a creative play caller. You know, you have to become a creative play caller and put your players in a position to succeed. And I love Frank Gore. Frank Gore has been a class act, but there's no way he should be your lead tailback. There's no way he should be your lead. Even though Le'Veon is hurt, I think the young kid, Ballage, should be the backup because he give you more. He give you more in the running game and in the passing game. So I just don't like the scheme that they got him playing in. If the Jets were going to make a coaching change, it probably should be now because you get like a mini buy and you can bring somebody in or you can have Greg Williams. You know, whatever you're going to do, man. I just don't think they're utilizing Sam Darnold, even though he can't be a turnover machine, but you definitely got to work to his strength. So, all right, man. Mm-hmm. So week three is in the books. Going into week four, I'm going to give y'all the list of the top five scores from last week. Alvin Kamara with 44, Mahomes with 40, Lockett with 37, Dangerous Wilson for 36, and the shocker, Rex Burkhead with 34.8.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, Carl, I'm going to come to you on this one first. Russell Wilson was your preseason fantasy MVP. Break down his performance for Sunday.
Well, Russ is Russ, bro. I mean, what you want me? I want to literally give him a trophy, bro. I want to give him a trophy.
Okay.
Bro, come on, bro. Let me tell you something about my man Russ, bro. Russ is going to lead me to, and look, he gonna lead somebody to the fantasy football trophy.
Ain't
no doubt about it. I mean, come on, 315 yards against. I was wrong. Dallas is like what I want to call them. They got a kitty cat defense to be nice about it.
Garbage.
As far as
garbage.
The passing game.
Garbage.
Yeah. So So, you know, last week when we talked, he was a must start. I mean, at this point, anybody playing Dallas as a quarterback is a must start. Okay, who you got? You must start it. All right. So, I mean, 38, he beat them boys 38-31 through five touchdowns, bro. Come on. Look, everybody ate in that offense. Everybody
mm-hmm. ate. All right.
Gotcha.
MVP, Russell.
All right, Jermaine, I'm going to give you this bone, then I'm going to get on Burkhead. Talk to us about Alvin Kamara's game, man. Talk to us about Alvin Kamara's game. I had him last week in about three leagues, and I went to bed happy last Sunday night.
Yeah, Kamara's a beast. Last season, I felt like he kind of regressed, and with this season, he's really taking the lead. The thing with Mike Thomas being out is really giving him the opportunity to shine as a pass receiver, and it really looks good to see New Orleans really feature him like he should. But yes, man, he was unstoppable. Running and passing. And like you said, he's really paying dividends. I had him last year, and I can definitely tell you I was very disappointed, but I think he'll be a top three running back by season's end. And this year he has been very consistent so far. So he's averaging like about 51 yards a game, you know, rushing, but again, his receiving, he's averaging close to 50 on that too, with seven total touchdowns. Yeah, he's really carrying that offense right now.
Yeah, man, I had him last year, and he was hurt most of the middle part of the season. And then he started to come back to form in the later half of the season. But then when he came back, they were still giving Murray a lot of touches. So, he let a lot of owners down last year. But that was because he was injured. I'm going to talk about Burkhead, man. When I saw he was number five, I was almost fell out of my chair. But when I remember watching the highlights last week, he balled out for the Patriots last week. Although I think this probably be his career game ever, for the people that's listening, a lot of people ran out to pick Burkhead up this week. Pump your brakes a little bit. James White will be active this week. So Burkhead touches will probably be a little bit limited, as White will probably get some of that work. But congrats to Burkhead for making the top five list. I think this week New England is going to run the ball down. They're gonna run the ball down Kansas City's throat this week, because Kansas City can't stop the run. So I look for this week for New England's run game to be probably awesome. Burkhead will probably be mixed in there a little bit. But as far as running out, picking him up, and starting him, I wouldn't do that. I'd probably say this week I would probably ride with Sony Michel, the Taylor kid, and probably James White before I roll with Burkhead. So. But congrats to the top five scorers. Patrick Mahomes, salute. And Tyler Lockett, salute. Tyler Lockett has definitely been a pleasant surprise this year for a guy that was drafted as a special teamer. He has definitely come into his own as a pass catcher. And DK Metcalf, we mad at you, bro.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that crazy stuff in the pros, man. You was on my team, dog. Damn, that was a 60-yard touchdown. That's 12 points off the rip. Come on, bro. You got to be a little bit more professional than that. All right, man. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You can't be doing that,
man.
Dog. All right, so let's get into it, man. All right. Normally, most people that do starts and then sits on this show, we're going to do the sits first, and then we're going to get the people the goodies going towards the end of the show. So, Carl, I'm going to come to you first on this.
Okay.
Give me a sit, man. Give me one of your sits for the week. And why?
My first my first sit at the quarterback position, and that's gonna be Kyler Murray. I'm sitting Kyler Murray against Carolina because they give up the third fewest points to a quarterback. And when I say I'm sitting somebody now, I look at it as I'm looking at my fantasy lineup and I'm saying, okay, I got Kyler Murray and I have someone else that can project
better,
to give me
either
the better or the same. And I'm saying, okay, I got to sit this guy against this lineup regardless. It's about matchup. Especially when it gets to the playoffs, you realize I don't care what your name is. What do you produce day in and day out against matchups? Some people, it doesn't matter who they are. You play them. But Kyler Murray hasn't reached that level yet. Well, I'm going to say, I'm going to play you regardless of who you're playing. So it's all about the matchup, and Carolina is not third fewest. They're not giving up much to a quarterback. So if you got somebody else, start him over Murray.
And actually, I meant to say that before I kicked it to you. For the people that's listening, when we say bench, we're not telling you to bench a star player. We're not telling you to do that. What we're saying is look at somebody on your bench compared to somebody you normally start and make a smart evaluation based on the matchup. Because case in point, last week I had Darren Waller on my sit list because I knew – Belichick was not going to let him dominate the way he did against the Saints. But I played him anyway when I should have went with Gesicki, who scored a touchdown and who scored more than Waller. I didn't take my own advice, but sometimes you got to roll with your stars. But what we're doing on this show is we want you to evaluate based on matchups. All right, man, who you got as a seat this week, bro?
All right, this is a shocker to a lot of people, but I think of sitting Tom Brady versus the Chargers. And yes, sir, the reason why I said that, when Godwin was hurt, the last game, neither Scotty Miller didn't step up. I think he had like one catch. The slot, it was just pretty much nullified. And going into this game, he's listed as doubtful. So I don't think Brady, based off of that first performance where Godwin was out, and I don't think Scotty Miller can step up. I'm kind of weary of starting him versus the Chargers, which have a solid secondary.
All right.
Yeah, they solid. They are solid.
All
but,
right. Being that your
Miller
brother is a Tampa Bay fan, I'm gonna give him a chance to return. I'm going to give him a chance to retort.
Manning has a point, but I will say that I would not sit Brady, not when he still got Evans. And with Godwin out this week, Fournette out this week, they wait until warm-up to decide on Scotty Miller. That means that Brady is going to, you know, Evans is going to get a steady diet of Brady. It's going to be the Brady-Evans show. And the Chargers, man, they couldn't even deal with the Panthers last week. How are you going to deal with the Bucks?
The only thing I would say, I'm kind of leaning towards Jermaine Way on this one, but the only reason I'm going to say I wouldn't bench Brady is because Ingram ain't playing. If Ingram was playing, I would definitely be leaning towards benching him because Tampa Bay's offensive line really hasn't been that stout like I thought they would be.
No.
But being that, you know, I think this is going to be more of an O.J. Howard Gronk type of game Evans being the red zone guy. And I think we're going to get a lot of Ronald Jones this week, being that Fournette is out. So if I had a quarterback with a better matchup, I might look towards that way because the Chargers do got a solid secondary. If you go back to the game against Kansas City, what they did shut down Kansas City defense. I mean offense, if we want to call that shutting down. But that's interesting. But I think this week is going to be a tight end game for the Bucs and the Rojo game, and Mike Evans in the red zone. And I think Scotty Miller and the other wide receiver that played last week, I think they'll be used sparingly and targeted sparingly. But we'll see how it goes. My pick this week, I'm going with Jonathan Taylor, man. Jonathan Taylor, running back for the Colts. I think the Bears are going to focus on the run. They're going to go. Mm-hmm. They're going to stop the run, and they're going to make Phillip Rivers beat them. And I don't think Phillip Rivers can do it. He still turns the ball over too much. And the Bears do have a good front seven and a solid secondary. If they can shut down the run game, Taylor, I think Naheem Hines would be the back I would probably go with this week because he's the pass catcher. So my pick this week, I know a lot of people ran out and picked up Taylor last week when Marlon Mack got hurt. And he did have kind of a solid game last week. But this week, I will probably look elsewhere as far as running back. Because I think the Bears are going to stop the run, and they're going to make Phillip Rivers throw the ball. And we know Phillip Rivers throwing the ball normally leads to turnovers. So, I would look otherwhere as far as Taylor. Who you got on your – another shit you got, Jermaine?
Another shit I got – It's funny. It could be deemed as a revenge game, but Adrian Peterson with the Lions against the New Orleans, knowing that New Orleans cut him, I think that, you know, of course, you know, everybody gets hyped up about revenge games. However, I think they're going to be trailing too much, and plus, I think it'll be a concerted effort on the defense to where they're not going to let that happen. He did good last week. He got, like, 23 carries. But I just don't see that with the game flow going against New Orleans, knowing they're going to have to score. I don't think it's going to happen.
And actually, man, I'm kind of shocked that Adrian Peterson is the lead back, man. I mean, me personally, I love AP. Of course, you know, he did good work for my Redskins on my team in Washington the last couple of years. But I think Swift should be getting a lot of run. Bennett, you drafted him kind of high. He is a young guy. But, you know, they done turned the reins over to AP. And, yeah, I think Swift will probably be more of a solid play. Bennett, he's a pass catcher. And Kerryon is a pass catcher, too. So, yeah, I might have to – I feel you on that. Who you got as a sit, Carl? Another sit for you.
One more sit I have is A.J. Green against Jacksonville. Twofold reasons, actually. Jacksonville gave up 14 fewest points, yes. But A.J. Green is no longer number one receiver in Cincinnati. It's Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd.
It's what we in week three, and we're heading to week four.
Week four.
And he's only had six targets. That's it.
Wow!
So what is he starting for?
Wow! You know?
Yeah.
What's he starting for? And I'm looking. He's on 89% roster. And I'm is it just because of his name? Because he's not producing. You know how I feel. What I say? If he ain't producing, you can't take a spot on my roster.
Yes, sir.
He's not producing.
And actually, I want to say he was on your do not draft list on the preview show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was on your do not draft list.
And it's proven why.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to throw out two names that y'all probably disagree with me with, but I got two solid reasons of why I'm going to throw these two names out. I got Julian Edelman as a possible sit this week. And I got Keenan Allen as a possible fit this week. As far as Edelman, I think Edelman, he's going to be matched up against Honey Badger, I'm thinking. I'm thinking they got to have Honey Badger on him because Honey Badger was a slot corner when he first came in the league. He moved to safety, but he still do guard some slots you know, in the scheme of the Kansas City defense. And I think that Honey Badger can potentially, you know, be a matchup nightmare for Edelman. But the one that I'm really, I ain't gonna say I'm torn about, but I love Keenan Allen, man. But if they let Tyrod Taylor play, I'm not playing Keenan Allen, man. For some strange reason, Tyrod diminishes Keenan Allen's fantasy value. And Justin Herbert increases his fantasy value. So depending on who the quarterback, I'm looking at maybe looking elsewhere when it comes to Keenan Allen, man. And I love Keenan Allen. I think I have him in like three leagues. But looking at how he plays when Tyrod is the quarterback and how he gets used when Herbert is the quarterback, it kind of gives me cause to pause. And Anthony Lynn, the coach, has said he's not ruling out Tyrod as being the starter this, as far as playing this week. So I would say if you have Keenan Allen, if you have to use them, use them. But if you can go and play somebody else, I would look elsewhere, especially if Tyrod is playing. How you guys feel about that? You think I'm on point with that, or am I tripping?
Yeah, the thing with Keenan Allen, looking at some things earlier, Keenan Allen is actually one of the target leaders in the NFL right now. So he's averaging around about 12 targets a game. So if Herbert, like you said, if Herbert is playing, I think Keenan Allen would probably be a top 10 receiver by the end of the year. Based off of that, with Tampa Bay, you know, I was talking about Brady being in, you know, sitting earlier. I think, you know, they're going to be slinging it. Herbert has been doing – he's been doing pretty good, and it seems like he's been locked on to Keenan Allen so far. So I would say I disagree in a sense, because I think he's really looking for Keenan Allen as a safety blanket.
Okay. So here's my thing. When I was doing my little workup for this podcast, I was looking at my start sit. I looked at putting Keenan Allen on my sit list. Okay.
Okay.
But AJ Green popped up a little more. But main reason is was similar to what you said with Tyrod, not knowing if it's going to be Tyrod or Herbert. I think that's how you say his name, right? Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Now, you were right. You know, Herbert came out there playing unconscious. Okay, but he was playing unconscious against another garbage team defensively. Let me change that up. Now this week he's playing the Bucks, who have only given up two passing touchdowns to wide receivers. So if Tyrod is playing, I'm not worried. Okay, if Herbert is playing, I'm not so worried. Only because the way that the Bucs defense is, they blitz, I don't know, 50% of the time, and it's on different downs. So you can never really tell. We blitz on first, second, or third. We don't care. Go for it on fourth, we coming to. So, it's a bad matchup for the whole Chargers offense with those quarterbacks. They have weapons, but those quarterbacks will default against that defense in my mind. And they swarm into the ball, and they don't really have much to go on against that. I don't believe so. Not right now. Like I said, they struggled last week. So,
okay.
A team that we beat down.
Yeah. All right, so look. All right, man, let's turn our finals upside down, man. Let's tell the people who they should start, man. All right, Carl, give me a quarterback you're looking at starting this week.
Aaron Rodgers against Atlanta.
Yes.
That's easy. A lot of people, when it came to the draft, they let Aaron Rodgers kind of sit back like he was on the bench already. you know. And all he did was come out and tell everybody to relax. You know, this dude number six in fantasy right now.
All right, let me ask you a question real quick. Well, Alan Lazard is out for like the next couple of weeks, and we don't know Devontae Adams playing. So you still got him as a must start, even though we don't know about Devontae Adams' status, and we do know Lazard is out for a couple of weeks.
The way that Aaron Rodgers is playing and has played in the past, even with his top guy out, I will start you, me, and Maine. And he'll still be his yard. He'll still be his yard, bro. Because Atlanta's defense is porous.
It's all about
the matchup.
All right, I got you.
That's garbage.
All right, Jermaine, give me a quarterback, bro.
Man, I'm going with Fitzmagic for the Dolphins. Going against Seattle. Seattle's secondary has been atrocious this year. I think they've given up it's almost like 1,200 yards already. to me, I think it's magic with Devontae Parker and Gesicki. I think they're going to –
Preston Williams.
Yeah, man. I think he's going to have a great – game. It's going to be a high-scoring game. You already know he's going against Russell Wilson. So they're going to have to throw the ball. And I think he's going to go probably for maybe around about 303 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I dug deep on mine, man. I had Fitzmagic, Joe Burrow, and Nick Mullins. I'm going to go with Nick Mullins, man. For some strange reason, Nick Mullins plays well when he plays in the offense. And they have a good matchup going against Philly on Sunday night, and they're getting Kittle back. The young wide receivers are actually playing kind of good right now. But I think Shanahan will most likely do a lot of play action off the run game to Kittle and maybe Kendrick Bourne and the young kid Brandon Ayuk, but I would give Nick Mullins a look, and I would also give Joe Burrow a look if he's playing Jacksonville. Even though Jacksonville their defense really have played kind of good this year, but I would look at I would go with Nick Mullins, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a running back that we should look to start this week.
I want to go with my man James Robinson for Jacksonville. He's been a pleasant surprise. Right now, Cincinnati, they're ranked 27th against the run. And I got to check to see if Chark is playing. But with Minshew underwhelming last game, I think they're going to lean on James Robinson and really pound the rock versus Cincinnati to keep them off the field. He's been playing well. He's been catching the ball. And I think right now he's truly the centerpiece of their offense.
All right. I like that one. All right, Carl, who you got, bro?
My start this week at running back is Kenyon Drake going against Carolina Panthers, who give it up like we ain't going to go that right. It might be a family show one day. But so far the Panthers defense giving up the cake. They caking, bro. They giving it up. I'm telling you. It started with Fournette and it's worked its way down, bro. We fold, we boys. but 7 touchdowns and 565 yards, and we only heading into week 4, bro. Keon Drake on my team, I'm starting him.
All right, man, I'm gonna go to that same game, man. I'm going with Mike Adams. I would look to start Mike Adams against Arizona, man. I thought Carolina would actually become a passing team, but they actually use Mike Adams in the same role they use C-Mac. And he didn't look too bad last week against the Chargers. So I think going against Arizona is a good matchup. So if you got Mike Adams and you picked him up because C-Mac got hurt, I would look to start him this week. I'll put him in my lineups because they not differentiating. They actually playing Adams as if he was McCaffrey. So he's getting the same touches in the run game and in the pass game. So if you got Mike Adams, you picked him up as a as an injury replacement, play him. This would be a good week to play him. All Carl, coming at Mike Davis, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote Mike Adams, Mike Davis.
Yeah, Mike Davis.
My bad. But, Carl, coming at you, man, give us a wide receiver you're looking at starting this week.
Oh, I'm starting Amari Cooper against the Browns.
Okay.
Cooper is almost heading to my do not draft list. I'm trying to give the young fella some time. But it's going against the Cleveland defense, and it's not so. It's the defense, they've given up the sixth most fantasy points to wide receivers, and I think this may be an opportunity for them to get off the slide, especially after what my man did last week for Dallas. So, I think between him and CD Lamb, you count all them boys this week. I think they're gonna come out and just blow the doors off Cleveland and give a good offensive performance and just take over. And I think the wide receivers run the show.
I think one thing I noticed about Amari Cooper is he plays good at home, and he's a so-so performer on the road. If you really look at his numbers and you break his numbers down, especially last year, look at his home games and look at his road games. He definitely plays better at home than on the road. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver, bro. Who the people should be looking at starting this week?
Tell you what, whenever I can see the Dallas Cowboys lose, that's prime time television. So I'm going with Jarvis Landry for the Browns. This year, Dallas, they haven't really defended the pass well. They've been getting hit up. And I think Landry out of the slot, I would have went with ODB, but Odell Beckham, but Landry has been more consistent. And I'm thinking they're really going to have – I mean, I feel Chubb is going to do good, but I think they're really going to focus on Landry. They just haven't defended the wide receivers well this year, and I'm surprised with as much talent as they have on that team. I think Landry's going to have a huge game for the Browns.
Wow!
All right. Actually, I thought you would have went with Odell, but I'm starting Landry in my league too. So I think in one league I had some messed around and drafted both of them for some strange reason, but I'm actually starting Landry this week. Also, I think not to disagree with you, bro. I think Landry is going to be the third down guy this week. I think he's going to be the chain mover. I think Cleveland is going to lean on Chubb and Hunt this week. I don't think they want to get in a shootout with Dallas, because then Baker Mayfield becomes turnover prone. So if I'm Cleveland, you get in between Chubb and Hunt, they can get between 50 combined touches, dog, in the pass game, the screen game, and handoffs. If I'm coaching Cleveland this week. But, hey, man, I'm digging deep again, man. Carl, you sitting down, bro?
Yeah.
All right, Jermaine, you sitting down?
I'm ready.
Hey, man, if you got Randall Cobb and Will Fuller,
yes, sir.
This is the week to start them against Minnesota.
Yes.
Minnesota has been horrendous in the secondary because they have a bunch of rookies playing in the secondary. This is the week Deshaun should be able to light a defense up. They had a, they don't have a tough go of it early, playing Kansas City, following that up with Baltimore, and then following that up with Pittsburgh. This week, if you got Fuller or you got Cobb, I wouldn't be scared to start either one of them going against Minnesota. I think the Houston Texans come out and get their passing game going this week, and I wouldn't be surprised if Cobb had 40 and a touchdown and Fuller had about 80 and a touchdown. So I would look at probably starting a Houston wide receiver this week. I did have DJ Moore only because I think Robbie Anderson is going to be shadowed by Pat Peterson. So I don't think they're going to challenge Peterson. But, yo, it should be, hey, if Houston is what Houston should be, this is the week Deshaun should have a monster game throwing to his wide receivers.
I agree, man. I have Fuller, too. Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome.
All right, Jermaine, yeah, come to you, man. Give me a tight end. Tight end you looking to start this week.
Right. Tight end, I picked him up. He's been really getting a lot of targets, and that's Dalton Schultz for Dallas. Cleveland right now, they're one of the bottom defenses versus the tight end, and he's really been getting a lot of work. Of course, you know, Cooper.
Especially in the red zone.
Got TD. Yeah, I mean, you got a lot. Yeah, you got a lot of weapons, but he's really been leading on Dalton Schultz, and I feel like he's found, you know, he found his safety blanket, and I really think he'll get at least five catches and a touchdown this week.
All right, Carl, who you got?
And oh my bad. I'm sitting here looking at your Jermaine like, man, stop. I'm looking at your boy, man. as far as matchups go, I'm digging a little deep, but this is for my Skins family. Yeah, your boy Logan Thomas against Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Baltimore give it up to the tight end. And and you know, and because y'all got that what's your quarterback name again? You're gonna do from Ohio State?
Haskins.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, but Haskins, I know tight end is a young quarterback's friend. So I expect Logan Thomas to eat this week against Baltimore. They may not do nothing else, but he going to eat. I believe it today. I'm looking at him right now. I might have to pick him up.
That's funny because I wrote down three names. I wrote down Logan Thomas because I don't think Haskins is going to be able to really get the ball to the wide receivers, and he's just so inaccurate on deep passes, and his mechanics are so bad right now.
Yeah.
And then I wrote down Dalton Schultz because the Browns don't defend tight ends. Being that you guys took them to, I got to go to my third guy, along with the infamous Jimmy Graham, man. I think with Nick Foles in there, I think you can have Foles the Ertz part two, man, in Chicago. I think one thing about Foles is he's not scared to use his tight ends. He definitely can work the middle of the field. Jimmy Graham has definitely had a resurgence this year. I'm kind of shocked because I actually picked Jimmy Graham up this week. And I'm going to play him this week, although I think Indy's defense is a lot tougher than people give it credit for. But I'm going to go with Jimmy. I'm starting Jimmy Graham this week. Where we at?
Well, Jimmy Graham was the high-scoring tight end last week.
Yeah, didn't he have like two touchdowns or something last week?
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
I
want to
say he had two touchdowns last week.
Yeah, he went off last week.
All right, man. I don't think we're going to do a kicker. But let's go to defense. Give me a defense, Carl.
Let's see, who are we going to go with this week, man? Defense is so tough, but I think I'm going to go with, and this is kind of hard but kind of easy at the same time. I think I'm going to go with New England against
Kansas City?
Yep, I'm going to tell you why. I love Belichick. the way he does defense. First of all, he gonna take away the rookie. He ain't gonna get no passing yards. I almost put him on my sit list because he showed up.
Oh, Clyde Edwards,
he showed up week one. He ain't really did much else. Not really. You know, he had a coming out party, but then that was it. It's like he got a hangover, week one hangover right now. And we had in the week four.
He ain't been hit like that before, man.
Bruh. And you know, it's just like all the wide receivers for Kansas City. What's his name? Hardman, my man DeMarcus Robinson. All those guys, Kansas City is such a dynamic team because they don't really have a star wide receiver. But that's also why you don't really pick a wide receiver for that team.
Yeah.
So my thought process is if you take away Mahomes, take them away from Kansas City, would you be scared of them?
No.
What did they offer you? You would?
Well, they got so many weapons, man. Yeah,
but in reality, they don't. What position player on that team besides Mahomes are you dying to draft?
Kelsey.
No, you got it. Yeah,
Besides Kelsey, take him off the list.
I'm not a big fan of Tyreek Hill, but he do. Kind of get you like 70 yards like every game. And he has scored a touchdown every game this year, too. But
so,
I kind of feel you. I think. Go ahead. I'll chime in after you get done. Go ahead.
So my thought process is New England's one of those defenses that you start regardless of who they playing. Because just like he did against Las Vegas last week. They find a way. Y'all blew the doors off the week before, but now you come to see me, and I'm gonna shut that show down. And that's just what they did. And I think, I think Kansas City. It didn't come out this tough matchup with Baltimore, and I don't think they had enough time to prepare fully for what Belichick is gonna bring. Not to mention that on offense. They're gonna help the defense by running the ball just like they did last year.
Running the ball, yep.
Talked about that earlier. They're gonna run that ball. They're gonna tire that defense down. The offense is gonna come out and they're gonna feel like they got to make plays because the defense is on the field all this time and they're gonna make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the Patriots are gonna do, they're gonna play zone, mix in with some man to man. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to have the same look from series to series. I think they're going to take Kelsey away, and I think they're going to bracket Tyreek, and they're going to make Watkins, Robinson, and Hardman beat them.
Yeah.
And if that's the game plan, all the thing you got to do is not let Hardman get deep. And Robinson, he has a case of the drops sometimes, and I've never been a big fan of Sammy Watkins. So, but that being said, remember Kareem Hunt did have his coming out party against New England in his first game against them as a rookie. So let's keep that in mind too. All right, Jermaine, what's the defense you got? What's the defense you're looking at this week?
I'm looking at San Francisco versus Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, he has struggled. He's really struggled this year. He's already thrown six interceptions. His line play is kind of shaky. And me personally, I really think the shadow of Jalen Hurts is really affecting him this year. I think San Francisco has the makeup to really bother him in the pocket. I think they're going to force at least a couple of turnovers. And I'm really thinking the leash on him is really getting slim. And I guarantee you, I'm willing to bet Jalen Hurts is going to see the field probably by week 10. But I think the pressure's on Wentz, and I don't think he's going to come out of it this week versus San Fran, man.
All right. I'm gonna give you a little bit of pushback. But I do. I will start San Francisco. San Francisco is gonna be missing Richard Sherman. They're gonna be missing three of their defensive linemen. You don't think that's gonna play a part in Carson Wentz? That Carson Wentz might have a little bit of success.
I think right now, based off his play, the way he's played the last three games, I really think his confidence is shot, man. What is he at, like 50-something, 50% completion rate? He's not being accurate.
Oh, he's bad.
Yeah, man, he's been playing awful. And I just don't think – I think this game right here, if he struggles in this game, I really think the clamor in Philadelphia really is going to get a whole lot louder with Jalen Hurts. So, yeah, I'm thinking that shadow is really making him push a little bit.
Well, okay. Hey, just let you guys know, Jalen Hurts starting this week.
He's starting?
He's starting.
Yeah, he's starting this week. So I would start San Francisco too. He's starting, bro.
Are you still?
I read it earlier today.
You playing, brother? Wow.
Nah, not unless they're
mistaken.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking this up. Damn.
Yeah, I'm looking too because I read it.
Me too.
I read it and I was like, dang, this dude's starting? Let me see. Yeah, they ain't saying
it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I saw it on Twitter earlier today and I just shook my head and closed Twitter.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Nah, they still got Wentz number one on the depth chart.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, maybe somebody was punking me, but that's what it said on there. I like San Francisco defense against Wentz, bro. Wentz shook right now. Man, right.
Yeah, he shook, man.
Shook.
All right.
We got some time left.
Let's talk about Carson Wentz. We watched the games. I don't know whether or not Doug Peterson watches the games. Why isn't Carson Wentz getting? Why are they having five receivers going out in the pattern? Why aren't you max protecting? Carson Wentz is your franchise quarterback. The same thing I said about Sam Darnold. You have to call plays that maximize his skill set, that don't get him killed. Doug Peterson is doing Carson Wentz no favors.
Yeah.
No favors at all. When you got just five, your five down linemen blocking for every play with no max protection, come on, man. It's easy for a defense to tee off on him and for him to lose confidence in the pocket.
Well, you know what? He runs the same offense like Andy Reid, and they run that West Coast type of offense where they're going to have a lot of times five people – going out for routes. The thing that I feel like Philadelphia Eagles have really hurt him is they haven't surrounded him with any talent. So just think of, what was the last wide receiver that was, other than Jeffrey way back then, he was still a spot starter. There's not nobody around that team that's going to scare you outside of Ertz. And Goddard, he's good, but there's nothing on the outside. Deshaun Jackson is not what he used to be. Miles Sanders, I don't think they utilize correctly. So I think they really need to build the line around them and give them some more consistent weapons to help them. What do you guys think?
Here's my thought process. You're right about Miles Sanders. They're not using him right. But at the same time, who do they got? Who do they got a running back that can take the load off of Wentz? Dude is averaging 41 passes a game. That means they're not running the ball.
Exactly.
So that's the problem right there. They got to establish a run game. They got to get somebody in there that can tote the rock and take the pressure off this young quarterback.
And sometimes the running game don't mean you're going to get 150 yards rushing every game. Sometimes you just got to run the ball just to run the ball to make the defense respect good. And if you watch the Buffalo Rams game last week, the Rams again, their head kicked in. But guess what? McVay stayed committed to the run, so that when they were making their comeback, the Bills still had to respect the run. They had to respect the run, which opened up the passing game. Well, all right, I'm going to give y'all my defense for the week, and it's going to make my brother smile. I'm going with the Bucs, man. I'm going with the Tampa Bay Bucs defense this week. And the reason I'm going with the Bucs is because of the Chargers quarterback play. If Herbert plays, he's prone to take bad sacks. He's prone to make parent throws, and that's just what rookies do. If Tyrod plays, Tyrod doesn't push the ball down the field, so defenses aren't scared of him. They know he's going to be intermediate to short for the whole game, and defenses can lock down on that, and he's not going to have a bunch of yards. And having a short game means that you're not going to put up a lot of points. So I'm looking at I picked up Tampa D this week, and I'm playing them this week against the Chargers. All right, we got 4 minutes to go. So I'm going to ask you guys, I know this wasn't on what I told you we were going to talk about, but Carl, give me a sleeper for the week, bro.
All right, let me see. Sleeper I got for you guys this week. Now, do I really want to call this dude a sleeper, though? I expect Dalvin Cook to eat this week. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a must-start on most teams anyway, but if you are one of those people that have a plethora of running backs and you're sitting there like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Make sure you start Dalvin Cook against Houston, because it's giving up the fourth most point, and Minnesota gets out and gets the ball first, they get to get the running game started before they let that young phenom out there in Washington get out there, then I think Dalvin Cook will get you at least 15 to 20 points this week.
All right, give me a sleeper, Dre.
Man, with the injury due to Chris Carson, I'm going with Carlos Hyde versus Miami. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think Carlos Hyde, he's going to get a couple of red zone opportunities. And I feel like on a spot start, he's going to really push at least a couple of fantasy owners to a resounding win this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I got two sleepers. But I'm going to go with Myles Gaskin, running back for the Dolphins, going against Seattle's defense. He might not have any big numbers when it comes to rushing, but I think he will have a lot of catches with a lot of yards, and he'll probably get the goal line touches this week also. So if you have Myles Gaskin, just take a good look at him, compare him to who you may have on your bench, and just think of the matchup. Seattle's defense has been very bad. So think about playing Myles Gaskin. And I had Emmanuel Sanders, man. Breeze and Sanders have definitely come to life here the past couple weeks. And with Michael Thomas still out, you know, I think Sanders will be a solid play. But look, this has been real fun tonight. I got my two brothers up here.
Yeah.
We all love fantasy football. And we wanted to get up here and share our fantasy wisdom with you guys. I ain't going to say expertise, but I'm going to say wisdom that we wanted to share with you guys as far as, you know, who you should sit, who you should start. You know, went over the Thursday night game, went over some sleepers. But we're gonna try to come at you guys every Friday at the same bat time on the same bat channel. Any last words, Jermaine?
I would definitely say trust your gut on your matchup. Don't
That's
second
right.
guess it. If you feel really good about your matchups, just go with it.
All right. What about you, bro? Big bro?
Yeah. I would say, as I say all the time, don't concern yourself with the big names. Look at the matchup and go with your gut.
And I'm going to say this. This has been fun tonight. It's always good to link up with my brothers. You know, I'm in Colorado. Jermaine is in North Carolina. And my brother Carl is in Florida. And this is one of the ways that we stay connected is by, you know, every year we get in our fantasy leagues, and this is what we do. But in closing, as always, live, love, laugh. Live your life to the fullest. Tell somebody you love them and have one good laugh every day. That being said, Lee Keys Podcast, but this is the Three Bros Fantasy Football Show signing off for tonight. Everybody have a good one. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Peace, y'all.